Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome once again as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's psalm is Psalm 49. Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom. The meditation of my heart shall be understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will solve my riddle to the music of the lyre. What should I fear in times of trouble, when the iniquity of those who cheat me surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches. Truly, no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life. For the ransom of their life is costly and can never suffice, that he should live on forever and never see the pit. For he sees that even the wise die. The fool and the stupid alike must perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling places to all generations, though they called lands by their own names. Man in his pomp will not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the path of those who have foolish confidence. Yet after them people approve of their boasts. Like sheep they are appointed for Sheol. Death shall be their shepherd. And the upright shall rule over them in the morning. Their form shall be consumed in Sheol, with no place to dwell. But God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me. Be not afraid when a man becomes rich, when the glory of his house increases. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not go down after him. For though, while he lives, he counts himself blessed, and though you get praise when you do well for yourself, his soul will go to the generation of his fathers, who will never again see light. Man in his pomp, yet without understanding, is like the beasts that perish. Okay, class, listen up. Hear ye, I'll stand for the judge. Attention, all shoppers. These are some phrases that we might have heard used to get people's attention. When we are one of those people being commanded to listen, we usually do because we know that something important is about to be said. In the old days, the cry might be heard on the street with someone shouting at the top of their voice so that as many passers-by as possible will hear the news. Maybe something like, hear ye, the war has ended. These days, an important announcement is often put over an intercom system to be sure that all people in the building will hear the information. There are often instructions to follow at the end of the message, as when a terrible storm is about to strike the area, and the warning is followed with directions to the nearest place of safety. Or if a teacher suddenly raises his voice with the words, "Okay, class, listen to this part," you can normally assume that the lesson material he is about to deliver is likely to be a question on your next exam. However the message is broadcast, we can be pretty certain that it is urgent and it is meant for all listeners to pay attention. That is exactly how the psalmist today begins this particular psalm. Psalm 49 is considered one of the wisdom psalms, which means it is words of instruction to all believers, and we would do well to pay attention. The lesson of this psalm is really pretty easy to understand. Rich or poor, high society or low society, since sin came into the world when Adam and Eve first disobeyed God in the garden, we are all going to die. It is a direct result of sin, and it is a fact. One saying in America is, "Only two things in life are certain, death and taxes." There is even a line in a classic rock song that reads, "And all your money won't another minute buy." We waste many precious moments worrying foolishly about what we have or don't have compared to others, when, in the end, bodily death comes to each one of us eventually. Well, it seems easy enough, doesn't it, to be content, happy with what we have, keeping our focus on Christ and his love for us. Yet, if you are like me, it's really hard not to notice friends getting promotions at work that pay more money, or brothers and sisters getting bigger houses than ours. our neighbor's children getting cooler presents or more solos in the school play. It's not hard to feel a little jealous when others seem to have nicer things and happier homes. Unfortunately, that's exactly what sin does. It lets these little ideas creep into our head, telling us that we don't have enough, that we deserve more, that it's not fair that we should suffer while others seem to have it all. Even when we try to stay in God's Word, it's hard not to see the successes of others and wish it was us, especially if the other person is boasting about how much they have. But God is wise beyond our understanding and wants us to know He is using us right where we are now, whether we have much or little. Paul reminds us in Romans, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." So, why, believers, should we fret and fear in times of trouble? God tells us that no amount of wealth on earth can guarantee our salvation. Trusting in our wealth now, rather than in God's promises, does not bring us happiness, but, on the contrary, makes us even more miserable, jealously and greedily wanting more. It is the foolish person who makes the mistake of trusting in their wealth and boasting of their riches, as if they themselves were responsible for having anything at all, and they do it to their eternal demise. Of course, what we do possess on earth is most definitely a blessing from God, and when we are given praise for our successes, we should resist the urge to take the glory and instead give all thanks and praise to our God, our Father. Rather than trusting in earthly blessings of money and goods, we believers want to trust God that He is always with us, provides us with all we need, and has paid the costly price of our salvation, which no man, rich or poor, could ever afford. It is not the gifts we worship, but Christ the giver. Like our ancestors before us and our children after us, all people will die. But for those who believe and trust in the Lord God, we can live now with whatever blessings we are given, joyfully in the hope of our sure salvation. We pray. Dear Lord, forgive me when I am tempted to trust in my earthly wealth for happiness and salvation, for I know that only Christ could and did pay the full price of the debt I owed by His death and resurrection. Thank You for Your greater gifts of faith, patience, graciousness, kindness, and humility in all my doings in life. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.